It's been a little more than a month since a devastating tornado tore through Menasha, and kids in that community will head back to school today. For lots of those kids, the devastation left behind by that storm will have a lasting impact throughout the school year. It's Monday, August 31st, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Really glad to be back with you on this Monday, and we've got a lot to get to this morning. A measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin is still growing, and children in western Wisconsin will soon benefit from the legacy of legendary singer and songwriter Dolly Parton, who died last week at the age of 80.
Dolly Parton has always said you can never get enough books into the hands of children.
Stay with us.
Public media is more than what's on TV or the radio. It's educational tools for teachers.
It's trusted news on air and online.
Local stories shared across social media that keep us connected.
It's urgent alerts when safety matters most. PBS Wisconsin and WPR serve you in many ways, and it's all possible because of your support. Visit WPR.org/together.
Students in the Menasha Joint School District are returning to school today. As Joe Schultz reports, this comes a little more than a month after an EF3 tornado ripped through their community.
Some kids will be at a new school this year because their former building was so badly damaged by the storm. In the days after the tornado, Menasha Superintendent Dan Slowey says structural engineers went through district buildings to make sure they were safe for students to return. All schools passed inspections except for Geegan Elementary. It will be closed this school year. Slowey says Geegan students will be divided roughly in half between two other elementary schools in the district.
We were able to maintain the same class sizes as we had previous in all three buildings.
Menasha's athletic stadium also needs extensive repairs. The high school football team will play home games at Lawrence University this season. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The measles outbreak in southwestern Wisconsin is continuing to grow. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services said late last week that it has confirmed an additional 22 cases. A statement from the department said there are now a total of 92 reported cases in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. All but three are in Iowa and Lafayette, according to the DHS website. And all but one of those reported cases are in people who are unvaccinated. Most of those affected are children. The number of cases has grown quickly since the first two were reported by DHS on August 11th, but state officials have said the illness has been concentrated in communities with low vaccination rates. DHS says transmission of the highly contagious virus has been in people connected with previously identified cases. The department said the increasing number of people infected does not, quote, necessarily indicate an increase in exposure risk to the broader public. Milwaukee Public Schools is taking another step forward in its long-range facilities plan. Superintendent Brenda Caselius says in September, an advisory group will discuss possible closures under the long-range facilities plan. MPS has been discussing the future of its buildings since mid-2024.
I don't think we need to study it anymore. I think we need to make a decision.
The district's plan includes closing five Northside schools. Students at those facilities would be moved to nearby schools, which the district says are underutilized. Those schools are currently being updated using $13 million approved in the last budget. Caselia says the improvements send a message to students and staff that they are cared for and that their future matters. President Donald Trump signed an executive order last week. You probably heard about it, renaming Lake Ontario to Lake America. That came as a trade war intensifies with Wisconsin's biggest trading partner. Trump directed federal officials to make the name change as trade talks collapsed. The U.S. imposed 50% tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods. Canada is firing back with retaliatory tariffs that would affect agricultural equipment, steel, and aluminum. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a member of the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. Johnson called the name change petty.
We should be still negotiating with the Canadians. Certainly a huge trading partner for us in the state of Wisconsin and for other Midwestern states, Great Lakes states at that too. We should be trying to make this work, not trying to twist the knife or trying to further aggravate.
Wisconsin exported roughly $7.5 billion worth of goods to Canada just last year. Preliminary numbers show that Wisconsin's tax collections came in higher than expected during the last fiscal year. As Sarah Lear reports, the release of those figures comes as politicians debate what to do with the state's budget surplus.
Compared to earlier projections, Wisconsin took in $450 million more from taxes. That could push the state's financial surplus up to roughly $3 billion. In the spring, Governor Tony Evers reached a deal with Republican legislative leaders. They wanted to put nearly $2 billion from the state surplus toward a combination of tax relief and education spending. That proposal ultimately failed in the state Senate. David Crowley, the Democrat running for governor in November, has said he would have signed that proposal if it cleared the legislature. The Republican candidate Tom Tiffany criticized the deal. He says the entire surplus should go to cutting taxes. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Enbridge says it is working around the clock to safely remove remaining vapors following a gas leak in Iron County. Enbridge is now saying that last Tuesday, a subcontractor's flatbed truck rolled into an open excavation site for the Line 5 valve project. It struck a pipe and released the natural gas liquids. The company said around 150 people are responding to the leak, including Enbridge employees and local emergency crews. No injuries have been reported, and Line 5 remains shut down. A half-mile excavation zone remains in place around the site near Saxon, as does a no-fly zone. A nearby home was evacuated, and power was shut off to 55 residents. Electricity was restored last Thursday to all but five homeowners. The company hopes to restore service to the pipeline by September 5th. Coming up, when Dolly Parton died last week, one of the legacies she left behind was her Imagination Library, which has given away millions of books to kids. Now, through a project that began long before her death, children in Western Wisconsin will be able to get a book each month through her Childhood Literacy Initiative. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jill Nadeau. I've been gardening all my life, and I'm still learning. Whether you're planting your first tomatoes or tending a garden you've had for years, there's always more to know. Join me with your questions for our expert guests on Garden Talk, Fridays at 11 with an encore on Saturday mornings at 5, right here on WPR News. Let's grow together.
And finally, people around the world are remembering Dolly Parton for her contributions to music and early literacy. She died last week at the age of 80. As Hope Kerwin reports, children in Western Wisconsin will soon be able to receive a free book each month, thanks to a new chapter of Parton's program.
The Winding Rivers Library System has been working for over a year to join Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The program sends free books to kids from birth to age 5. It requires a local organization to enroll children and pay a portion of the monthly costs. Jessica Schoonover is project and grants manager for the library system, which covers 7 counties around La Crosse. She says the goal is to make books available to families who may not be able to get to their local library.
Dolly Parton has always said you can never get enough books into the hands of children. And we completely agree with that as public libraries.
Schoonover says fundraising has been a tall order for them, but in recent days, donations have come in honoring Parton's life. Families can sign up starting in January. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And of course, we'll squeeze your forecast in before letting you go for the day. A heat wave moves in across Wisconsin today with highs getting into the 80s and 90s. Some spotty showers in eastern Wisconsin to start the day. Cloudy across the state today and a slight chance for some thunderstorms later on. Overnight, still cloudy, but things are expected to stay dry with lows down into the 60s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thank you so much for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hey, speaking of Courtney, big shout out to her for filling in as host of Morning Edition and this podcast while I was gone for the last 6 weeks celebrating the birth of my new son. So thanks to Courtney and everybody here at the WPR News team for chipping in and filling in for those past 6 weeks while I've been out. I'm so glad to be back with you this morning. That's it for today. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.